We hope that Golf Your Way will be a unique instructional period for each of you out there that's a goddamn fucking bad golfer like me. Oh, shit, fuck me, cock-fucking motherfucker. Just like that, motherfucker, roll back down here. Just like that, motherfucker. Jesus Christ, fucking mighty with that cock-sucking fucking bullshit. Today's question, Sam, comes from Paul Peach, who's from down near Salisbury, where I do a lot of grouse hunting. He wants to know if he can get a set of clubs off the fucking rack, and they'll fit his fucking swing.
I have it. Shit.
No, that's horseshit. We can't use that one.
Need to get a little more weight to the left.
That was a shitty fucking shot. That's what that was.
On Golf Your Way, we're going to give you some tips that will help you improve your golf this summer. We will help you play with your game your way.
And if you watch us late at night, we'll help you play with yourself also.
I think an 8 would be just fine.
Nah, it's the same fucking place. Fucking, I'm not going to hit one that fucking bad. God damn it. Those are horseshit chip shots. We got to do it again. Now I don't want to hit those. Are too bad. Ah, shit.
Cut that. Stay tuned after the news for another thrilling episode in the saga of Golf Your Way. We're trying to enable you to play better golf, enjoy it more, stay away from home more often, not have to put up with all the bullshit your wife gives you. Jesus Christ, Bernie, do you know what all I got to fucking do today? I know any fucking. I don't think you realize how fucking pissed off this makes me. Yeah, I know, and I'm trying to fucking leave on a 3-fucking-week trip tomorrow.
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, April 25th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, even science can be pretty cringy. Plus, a horny drunk woman takes a DUI test, United Airlines just killed a bunny rabbit, and fake outrage over a tiny house. All this plus your voicemails today on Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
A lot of hot liquid poo just went out all at once.
Yeah, Tim Henson with you. Back for the Wednesday edition. Got a good one for you. I hope you're ready to cringe. You know, I wanted to like this television show recently. You know, you remember Bill Nye, the science guy, growing up, right? What do you have, like a Saturday morning kids TV show? Competed heavily with Beakman's World. At least in my mind it did. Either you were Camp Beakman or Camp Science Guy. Fun fact, Beakman is a card-carrying homosexual. And a huge theater fag. Like, he's into, like, weird types of theater, like some sort of Italian theater where you talk with your hands and you point to pictures, whatever that's called. Just a gay thing to be into. If you are a Beakman's World fan, I'm sorry, you chose poorly. Although, after watching Bill Nye's new Netflix program, Bill Nye Saves the World, if you were a Bill Nye fan, I have to say, you're a loser too. I haven't watched a full episode, maybe there are some good segments, but I've seen two segments now people have sent me that have made me audibly groan. The first one was sent to me with the comment, "Oh my god, this is hilarious. You have to watch this. This is great." It's about gay conversion therapy, but it's an animated piece involving ice cream. Different flavors of ice cream. And vanilla is trying to get all the other flavors, like strawberry and salted caramel. They're trying to convert those different types of ice cream to vanilla. Get it? Vanilla is straight. And flavored are gays. AIDS never tasted so sweet. Ding.
Try new peanut butter AIDS.
All right, correction. I guess AIDS did taste pretty sweet in the 80s, of course. Anyway, even though the cartoon was kind of bad, and it made me roll my eyes, I said to myself, well, this is kind of like a Bill Nye for grown-ups, at least, right? Talking about gay conversion therapy and sexuality in general. I guess that's kind of cool, right? And then today, I get sent this clip.
So, you guys, seriously, this next thing I feel is very special. This is a cool little segment. You know this woman from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Please give it up for Rachel Bloom.
Correction, I don't know this woman from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
World of ours is full of choice, but must I choose between only John or Joyce? All my options only, hard or moist. My vagina has its own voice.
Wow, Bill Nye is really pushing the dyke agenda, huh?
I mean, okay, that's great. You know, that we've got a scientist who thinks that being gay is okay, scientifically speaking. But I think most people, like, even though there are still some anti-gays out there, we've all kind of moved on. If you're watching Bill Nye the Science Guy, chances are you're down with science. You believe in science, and you know, like, gay people are gay because of science or something. Biology, which I guess is a type of science. So, like, it's not really necessary to sing this. You're preaching to the choir. Teach us something cool, right? The internet is just waiting for the next Diet Coke and Mentos trick. Do that. Fucking rap song about her moist vagina.
Not vocal cords, a metaphorical voice. Sometimes I do a voice for my vagina. Please don't tell me I'm the only one who does that.
Much more than either
power bottom or a top off.
All right, I think I'm out. I don't think I can watch any of these Bill Nye shows now. I never thought I'd hear the term power top or power bottom, whatever she just said, on the Science Guy show.
Versatile love may have some butt stuff.
Or butt stuff. There's a lot of things I'm hearing that I'm wishing I hadn't.
It's evolution, ain't nothing new. There's nothing taboo about a sex too.
Imagine these kids who, like, grew up in the 90s, right? And now have children of their own, and they're like, I grew up on Bill Nye. I want to expose my children to science. We're going to watch this children's show on Netflix together. And now they're learning about being a power bottom.
Just add salt or Gerard Depardieu. French treasure. Cause my sex joke is so
Guys, we're not even halfway through this song.
Much more than if they're alive, I'll date them. Channing or genitate them. I'm down for any.
I gotta see, like, what the reviews are like for this show. According to Rotten Tomatoes, it's got a 75% fresh rating from the critics. The average audience score is like 37%. And I'm looking at these episodes. I mean, not all of them look, controversial. The Earth is a hot mess. Tune your quackometer. Oh, they're debunking bogus alternative remedies. Okay. Machines take over the world. More food, less hut. Why is Will Wheaton is a guest on episode 5. Why does Will Wheaton get to be in every, like, nerd show? Are the producers thinking he's a big draw? No one is clamoring for more Will Wheaton, right? I was watching the first episode of the new MST3K, Mystery Science Theater, and there fucking Will Wheaton was, him and Felicia Day, nerd poster children. They don't need to be in everything. Good Christ, now I really don't want to watch this show. So the sexual spectrum episode is episode 9. That's the one I'm really going to avoid. It's hard, though, to tell if these user reviews are genuine, because anyone can sort of review it, and when you talk about science and facts, there's, you know, a group of people who don't care for that. Like this one. Liberal propaganda from a man who pretends to be a scientist. This show has zero credibility. Horrible. Not about science, but shamelessly about politics and liberal neo-Marxist agenda. I mean, the reviews are one thing, but that rap song, ooh, that might be all you need to hear to form an opinion. All right, let's move on now. Bill Nye Saves the World, by the way, available on Netflix. Next up here, guess who's back? I'm going to play literally a second of this video, and I'm sure most of you will be able to identify this voice. All right, that's it. That's less than a second, actually. You should be able to identify that skank with just that tiny little sample. I can loop it for you. Who does that sound like?
No, it's not a clucking chicken. That is a solid guess, though. I am, of course, talking about the Cash Me Outside girl who is once again fighting with her mother on cam.
Who the fuck you talk to? Come here!
All right. So they're arguing about...
I was on the phone. She wants to fucking talk to. Come here!
The grandmother, right? I guess Danielle's grandmother is on the phone.
Barbara!
Shouldn't you say Danielle?
Ma, hold on. Danielle,
so Barbara's yelling to Barbara?
It's me saying it to you. Who is that you? Ma, I don't know what to say. Barbara! I'm talking to your fucking grandmother.
No, it should be Danielle. Go talk to your grandmother. She's on the phone. She's 74 years old and she hasn't talked to you. She wants to talk to you. That's how you say it.
You talk to your fucking grandmother?
Really? That's how you say it?
Yours. Talk to... Now, look. Now, JoJo's
part. Exactly. Exactly.
She's
95. She's 95. Get it straight.
You get the idea.
95.
They don't get into a physical altercation. I feel like this is more of a lighthearted video for them. This is them actually getting along.
Well, you never. She's on the phone. You don't want
to
fucking talk to her.
I always talk to her.
Ma, you never talk to her. Barbara, no. Shut the fuck up.
No, don't.
Is Danielle's mother named Barbara or Paw Print? I can't decipher that.
Okay.
Remember when, the early 2000s, mid-2000s, we would lament the fact that reality TV stars are now considered celebrities, and we thought this was, like, the bottom of the barrel. Somehow, though, in 2017, we scraped a little lower. These bitches aren't even on reality TV. They don't have their own TV show. They were a guest once on Dr. Phil. Our nation is in shambles. Real quick, one last clip. This is a cop who has pulled over a woman for a DUI test, and she's being very uncooperative.
You okay?
Ask me?
I'm going to ask you to perform a series of physical body exercises. Okay. Where are you going?
I want a lawyer!
So she's now being handcuffed because she's being uncooperative. I said, what are you even doing? I don't even know what you're doing to me.
Can you call me?
Call who? You don't have anyone to call.
What are you doing? You're arresting me?
Yes, ma'am.
What?
Very simple.
SP?
Okay, I asked you to perform fist and body exercises.
Didn't ask me.
Yes. Okay, I'll ask you right now.
You didn't ask. I will absolutely do it.
You didn't ask me nicely. You just told me to do stuff. That is not how you talk to a lady.
Okay. Very simple. One more time.
I want to kiss you.
No, you're not. You better not. Come here.
All right, we've moved on to this part of her drunken night, where she's not being argumentative anymore. She's just really horny. The officer is like, stretch out your arms and then touch your nose. I want to stick my tongue down your throat is what I want to do. I bet you I can aim my tongue down your mouth hole.
I want to kiss you.
No, you're not. You better not. Come here.
If you don't stop looking at me like that, I'm going to kiss you.
Okay?
No, I'm fine.
Right.
You can't even.
Once you begin, do not stop. Go ahead. Get back in the starting position.
Okay,
for me,
you do it with me.
No, that's not how it works. Come on, let's go.
It's a date now. I'll do it if you do it. Wink, wink.
Go ahead. Get back in the starting position for me, okay? Turn around, Serena.
If it takes you more than one time to figure out how to walk in a straight line, yeah, you're drunk.
Let's go.
Come on. Do it with me.
No, go. Why are you hugging me?
Do it. Because I love you.
You love me? You didn't even know me. Oh. Hey, come on. You're all over me.
But I'm liking you.
Touching me a little too much.
I'm liking you.
That's not good.
Okay.
Let's see. Can you do it?
Yeah, I just showed you. Go ahead.
Drunk bitch got impregnated that night.
Okay.
Just like so.
One, two.
Well, no. Well.
Five, six,
no.
Eight.
Okay, now walk back. Like I showed you.
Nope.
Careful.
Woo!
Wait, you want to keep going?
Put your foot inside.
I can't tell if she's laughing or crying.
I hope you're happy.
Oh, she's happy.
Whoa, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you kicking me?
I think that's crying.
You just kicked me. That's an extra charge.
I didn't kick you.
Yes, you did. You just kicked me.
I kicked the door.
You kicked the door and you kicked me. Put your foot back.
You're so drunk, you missed the door and you kicked the dude's leg.
Inside, okay?
All right. Justice was served. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Cool email from Adam and Eve. Yeah, this is kind of an advertisement, but this is actually pretty cool. All right. They want to say thank you guys for being total freaks and using the coupon code FREAK for what? Like 7 years now? You guys have been really amazing buying lots of sex toys from Adam and Eve, and they want to say thank you. You know Adam and Eve, right? They sell adult products, toys, like I mentioned, for both guys and girls and couples, but they have costumes. Costumes, you know, sex stuff, sexy things, lingerie, underwear, movies, necessities like lube, right? And previously, you know, you'd use the coupon code, you'd get some movies, some freebies and stuff like that, right? All right, check this out. For a limited time, go to adamandeve.com, pick out something you like, you get that item for half off. That nothing has changed there. That's, like, the most important part. If you, maybe because we've done this stupid commercial for so long, it kind of loses its meaning, but 50% off is a huge deal, right? So, for instance, if something is $100, you'll only pay $50. Or if it's $50, you'll only pay $25. And you get free shipping on your entire order, right? So you're not going to get stuck with any hidden charges. But then Adam and Eve is throwing in, this is nuts, please someone at least try this coupon code out and report back to me how this works out for you. Yeah, so you get 50% off just about any item, plus a free sex swing. Now, I don't know the specifics. I don't know how the swing sets up. I don't know if you have to attach it to a door or a wall or something, or if it's freestanding. I know very little. All I know is you're getting a free sex swing, in addition to the free shipping and 50% off just about any item, when you go to adamandeve.com, pick out something you like. If you're a guy, tons of stuff for you to stick your dick in. Stuff that goes around your dick. Women, stuff to penetrate yourself with. And of course, like I said, lingerie, condoms, lube, all that sort of stuff. Go to adamandeve.com right now. 50% off just about any item. Plus a free sex swing and free shipping on your entire order when you use coupon code FREAK at checkout, adamandeve.com. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, you guys have heard of tiny houses, right? If you watch HGTV, there's about 7 different programs that feature tiny houses. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's just, it's a house, but very, very small. Like 100 square feet or 200 square feet, right? And typically they're on wheels, right? You can drag it with your truck, and then you can set it up wherever you want it. You know, the idea is it's inexpensive. You're not going to be saddled with a huge mortgage. The downside is you're living in what amounts to be a locker, I guess. But yeah, I mean, some of these tiny houses are rather complete. They've got like a little kitchen area. They typically have like a loft in the top for where you would sleep. And they have, you know, like a little couch and then a TV on the wall. Yeah, just your basic necessities, right? Who could have a problem with that? Poor people. Poor people are pissed that someone would want to live like them. This must be so exciting for low-income people because now they can be outraged and claim cultural appropriation. That's exactly what some of these people are claiming. They're upset with middle-class people trying to slum it. Because I guess, you know, they have a choice. Low-income people, you know, poor people don't have the luxury of making that choice. According to an article in the intersectional blog The Establishment, people who don't have to live in tiny houses, living in tiny houses is a troubling example of poverty appropriation. In an article titled The Troubling Trendiness of Poverty Appropriation, Julie Westhall explains that she grew up in poverty in a small immigrant town in California where she lived in a small house because she had to. and that she's finding herself getting a little offended by people who are living in small houses because they want to. Bitch, it's none of your concern how people live their lives. As long as they're not, you know, flaunting it. And I have a feeling people who buy tiny houses do flaunt it. It's probably all they talk about. Don't get me wrong, I'm sure tiny home buyers are insufferable assholes. But it's because of who they are, not the house they purchased. This background, this is a quote, this background, this essential part of who I am, my story, makes it particularly difficult to stomach the latest trend in simple living. Oh, with Leanne Peasley Howell? People moving into tiny homes and trailers. How many folks, I wonder, who have engaged in the tiny house movement have actually ever lived in a tiny mobile place? Because what those who can afford homes call living light, poor folks call gratitude for what we've got. And it doesn't stop with tiny houses. This woman is irked at a lot of quote-unquote trashy things. It's not just the tiny house movement. West Hall also has a problem with certain bars and restaurants appropriating low-income communities through trailer park themes and trashy menu items, such as tater tots. Oh, you shut your whore mouth. Tater tots are delicious and are for everyone. They know no economic boundaries. All right, she's talking about how, like, meat and pickle plates being schlepped off in fancy restaurants, or bone marrow appetizers for $12 per plate, and many of the new eateries popping up in affluent cities. Pickles and meat. Is she talking about hamburgers? Because hamburgers have been around for a long time. They're not just for poor people. None of this is. Everyone enjoys a hamburger, but the thing is, like, only poor people, like, have to eat cheap hamburgers, because that's all they can afford when they go out. But it shouldn't be limited. This is the most ridiculous, stupid argument. Let's move on. I think people just like to complain, and they want to feel special. I grew up in a trailer park! Only poor people should live in a tin box. All right, second story we have for you today. A British bunny, like a rabbit, like, or, you know, a British bunny with a chance to become the world's largest died on a United Airlines flight. Let me guess. The bunny was dragged through the aisle. Actually, if you take audio of that guy screaming and pitch it up a bit, I bet you it sounds like a rabbit screaming. All right, bear with me here. I'm going to try this. Here, this is the original. All right, now let's pitch it up. I think we need more. A little more should do it. That's about right, but there's still something off about... I know. Yeah. Poor bunny. British bunny was killed on a United Airlines flight. Let's find out what happened. Simon, a 3-foot giant continental rabbit from breeder Annette Edwards, was reportedly en route to a new celebrity owner before being found dead after a flight from London to Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. It wasn't immediately clear when or why the rabbit, whose dad Darius has repeatedly made headlines for being the world's largest bunny at more than 4 feet long and roughly 50 pounds, died. Quote, Simon had a vet checkup 3 hours before the flight and was fit as a fiddle, Edwards said. She said that Simon, aged 10 months, could have eventually hopped over his father's claim to the title. United, who, let's face it, not having the best year, has been rocked by recent scandals over its treatment of passengers and now animals. They told the Daily News that it is saddened to hear the news. The safety and well-being of all the animals that travel with us is of the utmost importance. Even more so than the treatment of our human passengers, apparently. We have been in contact with our customer and have offered assistance. We're reviewing the matter, the airline said in a statement. The airline did not immediately provide details about the fatal flight, its public relations team has been under scrutiny for weeks, starting when it barred two young women who were not allowed to fly on a United plane because they were wearing leggings. That scandal was only pre-boarding for the outrage that erupted after Kentucky doctor David Dow, 69, was forcibly dragged off a flight from O'Hare to make room for United employees going to Louisville. I could listen to that, oh my god, on a loop forever. The CEO of United Airlines repeatedly apologized for the incident in the airline's initial response when it said that it regretted having to reaccommodate Dow. So there you go. Strike three for United Airlines. And just in case anyone wanted to hear the original.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky
yes.
penny when you're near the
That is what a bunny being crushed sounds like, my freaks. Final story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Fly, praise Jesus. Give me hallelujah. Get home of Florida. Did a moon for no day. Have it up and out. Florida is a moon for no day. Praise Jesus.
Yes, the story comes from Deltona, Florida. A man who said he was too worried about zombies to stay outside broke into a Deltona home and stole belongings. You know, maybe supplies for the zombie apocalypse? What do you think, guys? Drugs or alcohol was in the mix here? The victim woke up at around 3 a.m. on Thursday to the sound of someone rummaging through dresser drawers. Like, why does he need women's lingerie to protect himself from zombies? Yeah, the victim saw Patrick Ray, 31, standing in his living room. Oh, it was a man. Ray walked out of the home when he saw the victim. The victim said he noticed his shorts, wallet, and house keys were missing. He woke up his son, and then Ray returned to the home minutes later, telling the victim about zombies trying to get him, and he felt uncomfortable outside. So, like, can I crash here for a few days? Probably should have asked that before I came into your house. The victim blocked Ray from leaving until deputies could arrive. Deputies said surveillance cameras outside the home recorded Ray entering a gold Chevrolet. Ooh, fancy. That was parked in the driveway at around 2:03 a.m. He grabbed a house key that was in the vehicle and used it to get inside the house. He came back outside at around 2:48 a.m., this time wearing the victim's heavy coat. And in Florida, that doesn't make any sense. Deputy said Ray went through the victim's belongings and took a pink selfie stick. That's what he chose to steal again. This has drug addict written all over it. All right, so he stole a pink selfie stick, a Bluetooth speaker, a wallet, a jacket, and car keys, and put them in the front seat of a Kia that was parked in the garage. Ray, he picked the wrong car. He put all the stuff he was stealing in the victim's car. I guess maybe he was going to steal the Kia? Ray was arrested at 3:19 a.m. on two counts of burglary of a conveyance and unarmed burglary of an occupied dwelling. So there you go. That's what's happening in Florida and your world today, freaks. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you, freaks. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. But there are other ways to contact DV. show@distortedview.com. That's our email address. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram @distortedview. Facebook.com/distortedviewshow. And salt and pepper on JDate. Real quick, I want to say thanks to all of our patrons over there at Patreon. Pledge a few dollars. It really does help this show out. Go to patreon.com/distortedview. There are some cool perks, you know, just for donating a couple bucks, you get access to a special voicemail line so you can get ahead of all the other calls, right? So I've got one of those today right now. This is obviously a patron. Thank you so much.
Timmy Boo, what a do. Canadian Sideshow Freak, Sunshine Bunny Crush. I'm calling in with a, I believe, a DV-worthy story. Maybe not, but whatever. My boss at work was telling me that his brother-in-law started seeing this woman who claimed to be an after dark landscape artist. Which we very quickly discovered was a lie. She is, in fact, a prostitute with a horrible website that I wish I could find again. But this guy was convinced that this...
Is that a real job, though, after dark landscape artist?
This midnight landscape artist was his real girlfriend to the point where he quit his job, sold his truck, and then started working for... a friend of this woman as a door-to-door salesman moving packages, read drug dealer.
Right, got it.
And it all came crumbling down when the girl handed him a bill for her time.
Like an invoice for the month or something? That's not how prostitution works. Well,
that's great. That's going great. I just thought I'd share because that story was fucking hilarious to me.
I just love the idea that a prostitute is using QuickBooks.
Anyway, the show is great.
She's got her shit together. She's a businesswoman.
You goo.
All right, thank you very much for that. A couple more voicemails here.
What's up, buddy boy?
Hello.
Hey, like, I'm on your side as far as the whole, like, cut, uncut controversy goes. Yeah. But only because...
Did I come down on a side?
Because I was cut at birth and didn't really have a choice in the matter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I'll defend it, because what other fucking choice do I have? I'm cut. What do I got
to
do? At least
I mean, I guess you don't have to defend it. You could be like, hey, you shouldn't have cut that fucking shit off without my consent.
I don't have a fucking elephant trunk still with smegma hanging off my fucking nads.
That's one thing I'll never have to worry about. My dick will never stink.
Well, what if... I don't know. I'm drunk.
No matter how little I wash this thing.
Very drunk.
My balls are another thing. My balls sweat so much, and I'll just take my finger, and I'll rub up against the crease of it, and I'll smell it, and I'll be like, oh.
Have a good day.
There's some funky-dunky shit going down there.
Yeah, Tim.
I feel like in the summertime, I really need to shower twice. I
yeah,
don't.
Tim, it's
Tone Deaf Juan, yeah.
Tone Deaf Juan slash Goofus. I don't know why everybody's so hard on Florida Man. I mean, the guy doesn't seem like a dick to me, but...
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm mad at him for some reason. I can't remember now. It's been too long.
Just one opinion.
I guess I'll just let it go. Yeah. Let it go.
Let me have it. Bye.
All right, thank you, Tone Deaf, for that. Whatever that
is. Timmy Boo, what it do? This is Dick and Nuts, Sideshow member, calling to ask your opinion on something. I was talking to my wife, and she is not skeeved out by this, but I am. All those commercials with the women who just took the pregnancy test, and they're waving that stick around like they didn't just pee on it.
Yeah.
And
I wonder if those pregnancy... sticks smell like pee.
Like wrapping it up in gifts and giving it to people and putting it in people's faces and everybody's touching
it. Oh, yeah. I never really thought of that, but yeah, you gotta piss on those things.
You know that girl just peed on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's your opinion on this? Does that skeeve you out? It gives me the heat.
Like, these people do these crazy YouTube things where they'll get, like, their parents involved, right? And they'll be like, check the oven! What's in there? And it'll be, like, some buns. With the pregnancy test on top of it. Like, you just put your pregnancy test that is soaked with urine in an oven where you eat? It's disgusting. At least wrap it up in a Ziploc bag or something first. You can see through that. You're absolutely right. I'm with you 100% on that. Gross. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it all good? Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Very important. Remember, tomorrow's show will be Sideshow exclusive, just like yesterday's. I didn't really talk about the Sideshow, but you know the deal. It's our member site. Go to superfreaksideshow.com, sign up, support this nonsense. I'll see you back tomorrow if you're Sideshow freaks. Otherwise, I'll be back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! Think about it first before you make it worse, 'cause it's about to get a whole lot harder. And if it all works out, there won't be a doubt at all. You're heading for the boiling water.
Yeah, look at that.
chew on that foreskin. Chew on your own foreskin. Yeah. It's fucking hot. Your own beef jerky.